AK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The weekend weather warnings proved all too real.
Weather prognosticators indicated a tough weekend. Unfortunately, they were accurate.
Governor Tate Reeves in Missouri, torn apart by 12 of the 60 twisters hitting 8 states this weekend, claiming 40 lives. Twice today, the Houthis fired at U.S. naval warships in the Red Sea, but apparently missed, retaliating for U.S. military strikes in Yemen this weekend. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Smoke seen rising over Yemen's capital after the U.S. air and naval resources hit dozens of Houthi targets in Yemen, including missiles and air defense systems. According to Yemen's Ministry of Health, at least 31 people have been killed and more than 100 wounded in these strikes. The ministry claiming most of them are children and women.
96 Dollar Generals are closing despite plenty of dollars in sales. This is ABC News. The only thing glittering for investors lately is
gold rallying to a record high last week. Since the start of the year, gold is up nearly 14%, outperforming the S&P 500, which is down about 5%, topping $3,000 per troy ounce. That's the way gold is measured. That's up more than $830 from this time last year and more than 10 times what it was worth back in 2000.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Canada's new prime minister, Mark Carney, goes to Paris and London tomorrow to seek alliances as he deals with President Trump's attacks on Canada's sovereignty and economy. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
your stare. Tell everyone it's going down. Ah, it's going down. Ah. Just like cement sticks to steel, we've hardened over time. Eating rust, sipping bolts, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I when we saw the end of time?
Local music and shows is what we do in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Welcome again. We kicked off this week's show with two in a row from work. They're live in Milwaukee at the Falcon Hall on 411 with Spare Change and the Peppers and Pineapples. This hours of scheming and planning our trips to Milwaukee are brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Now we flash back to 2010 with Baghdad Scuba Review. This is A Difference a Day in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
It's so easy to find someone to play.
if you haven't already checked out the podcast page, it's time to do it because Rocker and Jimmy had Amy Castro in the band here last week with a mini layer session on Max Inc. Radio Primetime. And man, it was simply amazing. So much great musical stuff. Type in the Civic Media address, then click on shows, then Max Inc. Radio. And hey, bam, the link will be there to last week's Max Inc. Radio After Hour show. Hey, that's me. You can hear it again or check out that interview. All sorts of podcast stuff out there, too. It's on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Diana Jones now.
Thank you. catching my breath every chance I get. Air feels nice, fall comes quick. Curious waves whisper what's next. Time spent alone can heal and break. Take me to the river where we'd wait for silent talks to fill up our days. Don't forget all we said. You've got me down. I don't know how. I spent so long wondering why you kept me around just to waste my time. Childhood home, cutthroat songs and a hardened tongue, built the safe to lock in the love. Nothing left to keep or prove. You never noticed me till I spoke true. That's the last time I saw you.
Genevieve Hayward, don't forget, and don't forget to catch her at the Muse next weekend at Sturgeon Bay, and of course, here in Madison at the Respect Concert on 329, or make some plans this summer to see her at Sisters Bay. She'll be doing that live stuff in June. Stay connected to the After Hour Show and all the dates and all the things that we talk about here on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, we're on that social media thing. Whichever one you use will be there. Just type it in, you'll find your way. After all, that's how I found out Terry Barr was on vacation. Yeah, they don't tell me anything around here. Rogue Electric's now on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Esta vida sin mi amor. Somos un poema que se escribe con un siempre sin medir y sin razón como jugar. Somos la aventura y si repite cual demente es inconsciente, ¿dónde va a parar? Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me.
Tell me that you want me, tell me that you need me. Go to friendly, we're talking about love. Do you get me, gando? Que lloras por mi tanto. Que lloras también por
Automatic Lover, and then The Flavor That Kills. I'm going to go see The Automatic Lover at the Red Rooster next weekend on the 22nd. The Flavor That Kills does it the next weekend. Yeah, don't take off your shoes yet. It's 3:28, also at the Red Rooster. This hour's connections to the shows that are soonish is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. A lot of power going around. The most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. More of the local stuff with Katie Contour in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The first time you took my chance for immortality, the second time I lost my hope and energy, this third time you're trying to take my future from me. Cancer sucks. I could be sad, I could be scared, but I just get mad, 'cause I'm a fighter. I could hide, head in the sand, but I get back up, 'cause I'm a fighter. Bad luck, bad choices mean I have to dance again. Poison in my body to kill what's given in. There's no finish line, no clear lose and no clear win. Cancer sucks. I could be sad, I could be scared, but I just get mad, 'cause I'm a fighter.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I turn it on. I turn it up. Let that music grab your soul and lift you up. Turn it on. Turn it up. Let that music grab your soul and lift you up. Bring it down, way down. Turn it on, turn it up. Feel your soul lift you up, yeah, yeah. Oh, don't be shy. Let it fly. Let that music grab your soul and get you high. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Let that music grab your soul and get you high. Breathe it in. Way in. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Feel your soul. Get you high, yeah. This place.
That was Marta Hansen and then Kyle Henderson. And before that, Eddie A. Dynamite, who is live at the Gamma Ray this June. That was a bunch of local stuff right in a row. Magic Conch now takes us to break, and then more Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
What is so great about being sober? When I have a red stripe, my head is clear. Well, I know I can only get older. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. You were sweet, you were cool, you were delicious. You were so consistent, you were so sincere. Did I mention before you're delicious? I think I love you now, red stripe beer. I love you now, red stripe beer. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. I think I love you now, red stripe beer. Well, I remember the night that I met you. I got a broken leg for a souvenir, but we both know that I could not blame you. I think I need you now, red stripe beer. I don't believe that you're really Jamaican. It doesn't matter to me who are you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong, just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Unbearable heartache across America with 40 dead this weekend from one of the most powerful lines of twisters in years. ABC's Ginger Z in Tylertown, Mississippi.
The death toll rising from a three-day severe weather outbreak ravaging parts of the Midwest and South. It's claimed more than three dozen lives.
Oh, whoa!
More than 60 tornadoes reported in eight states since Friday.
The judge said don't do it, but the Trump administration has transferred hundreds of immigrants to El Salvador, even as the federal judge issued an order temporarily barring the deportations.
The judge saying during yesterday's hearing, any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States. The president of El Salvador posting, oopsie, too late, in response to an article about the court order.
ABC's Selena Wang. This is ABC News.